Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
I love screens. It's like an instinct within my body that I can just feel when it's coming. You know, when I know a screen is coming, before the ball's even snapped, I'm probably walking down already and getting into it. So, you know, when they're coming to block me, they really can't.
Louisville's own Keychell Clark here, one of the best DBs here at the Shrine, but one of the best DBs in the whole class, to be honest.
Thank you.
I was wondering, first things first, you getting any sleep this week?
Man, I've been getting at least about 7-8 hours of sleep. I normally get about 10, but it's all good.
Every team interviewing you, I assume, by now, yeah?
Yes, sir.
You know, you were a star at Louisville, you know, played inside, outside, kind of do a little bit of both. Do you have a preference for where you like to play?
I get that question quite a lot. I feel like for me, it really doesn't matter where I play. Of course, playing on the outside, on the island, is kind of easier. But being in the slot, most definitely, you have to, you know, be in the action a little bit more. You know, just pay attention to detail, be able to fit the run a little bit. And, of course, guard guys that's, you know, a little bit more shiftier, you know. But it's fun. I love doing it. I can kind of, you know, use my finesse and swag when I'm in there. And I like it.
First guy I think I've ever described being out on the island is easier.
Well, yeah. It's funny because we say that, right? Because you can use the boundary.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You get the extra defender. Inside the slot, everything's a two-way go.
Two-way go.
Plus, you, like you said, you got to go forward. You got to play the run.
Yeah.
Nickel's the new base in the NFL, has been for 3.5, almost 4 seasons. You're going to have to do that because if you can't get up and stick your nose in there and tackle,
it's going to be a problem.
They're just going to keep doing it to you.
Exactly.
So they're going to try and force you out one way or another. Talk about your aggression in your game because it shows up all over your tape. Going forward and hitting guys. Talk about fitting the run, blowing up screens, doing all those things going forward.
Yeah. I feel like that's the thing that I've been doing, you know, since I was in high school. I love screens. It's like it's like an instinct within my body that I can just feel when it's coming. And, you know, I just take advantage of that because, you know, guys, they tend, when a block is coming, they kind of, like, wait for you a little bit. But, you know, when I know a screen is coming, before the ball's even snapped, I'm probably walking down already and getting into it. So, you know, when they're coming to block me, they really can't. So, yeah, I really enjoy
this one against Clemson. I mean, you were going before the quarterback even had the ball. I mean, you were triggering. Like, was there something that you saw that made you think this was coming? Or is it just instinct? Like, maybe somebody was standing weird. Like, what are you seeing that makes you trigger that quick?
Yeah. So we have two big guys on the outside that normally aren't there. And the third wide receiver, he never lines up at the three. And he's a little bit deeper. As you can see, he's deeper than the number one wide receiver. Like, he just very far back, man. So I knew it was coming. I knew that I was a flat player. I told, you know, my corner behind me and that I was going to pull my trigger fast and that make sure he fit off of me.
So that little hand signal right there is you telling him, like, I'm going?
Yes.
I love that. See, that's something that, you know, offensive players might miss because to you, you're just moving your hand. But it's kind of like a feel thing and a communication thing. And, just the actual tackle itself was gorgeous.
And both of them try and get a hand on you, but because you'd crept down, because you'd seen that and anticipated it, it's half-hearted. They're like, because you're already hit past, and then they know it's over.
Yeah.
There was another play, I think it was against Wake. I think it's this one right here. And this one actually wasn't a tackle for loss because you got there so fast that it counted as a PBU. What did you see on this play to make you trigger this quick? I mean, you're coming from way out there.
So I'm a flat player. So, you know, off the rip, soon as that guy, I'm watching number one, soon as he takes that step back, I'm like, okay, yeah, that's what it is. This is my responsibility to guard the flats, and I'm going to make sure they don't gain a yard from this. So, you know, that's why I pulled my trigger pretty fast on that one, man.
So rather than expanding and, like, you know, just kind of doing as the defense drawn up, like, you're like, well, I'm just going to read it and right. go.
Because if I widen out, okay, say I did hesitate a little bit and I widen out and that number two wide receiver comes to block me, that guy has a tight end with the inside of him. He mm-hmm. has a little bit running lane. So now it's him and my safety. So now my safety has to make that one-on-one tackle. So now if I just play fast and have that instinct and reaction, that play is dead, in which it was.
It was a hell of a read. There was another thing that fascinated me that was not necessarily about blowing up screens, but still in terms of going forward.
Yeah.
And that's technique in your transition when in off coverage. Yeah. This was something that caught my eye. And I remember Deion Sanders a while back talking about how he doesn't like the T-step.
Yeah.
Because he feels like you lose speed in a T-step.
Yeah.
And you're one of the only guys that I've noticed that when you're off, 7 yards off, 1 yard inside, you didn't T-step here. You just went straight down.
Yeah.
And then drove on this ball.
It's like a bicycle a little bit. Yeah. On that
one. Do you feel like this is easier than like the classic T-step that everybody learns when they're growing up?
It just depends on the person and caliber of athlete you are. I say for me, being that I feel like I have quick feet, I feel like the T-step will work for me, you know, but it may not work for a guy that's 6'2", 6'3". It just depends on what you can put inside your toolbox that'll help you, come out those breaks a little bit faster.
I mean, this is something that I think also makes me think that, you could play safety because these days, with all the quarters and everything like that, yeah. a lot of safeties are basically asked to play off man coverage, yeah. right?
Because it's like they're playing nickel a little bit.
Exactly. Yeah. So do you feel like maybe you could also play safety from that? I mean, obviously you tackle well.
Yeah.
Do you think you can kind of play all three spots?
Man, I can play wherever I'm asked, whether that's safety, nickel, corner. I feel like that's the best part of my game is that not only that I can play corner, but I can go in there and I can play, nickel. And if I have to learn how to play safety, I can do that, based off of my visual learning skills, and I can pick up things pretty fast. I feel like that's a God's gift and a blessing that I've able to, have for sure.
One of the favorite questions we ask of everybody that sits in this chair, because you're the best scouts that we see. Okay. So we know about the guys came out of Louisville last year. We know about guys like you coming out of Louisville this year. Who's coming out of Louisville next year that's going to sit in that seat?
Next year? My guy, Ashton Gelati. I'm not sure if you heard of him, but he plays on the D-line for us. And, man, when I tell you he's explosive and he's just fierce, fearless, and he wins his one-on-one matchup. So look forward to seeing my guy come out for sure.
What was it like playing with Yasir Abdullah up front, too?
Hey, any scout that asks me what guy would I draft, I say Yasir. He makes it easy for us back in the back seven, just by his rushing ability. Even with him dropping, he had two picks this year.
One of them was nuts.
We had him in that chair yesterday. Yeah. We went over the one from Pitt because that's an amazing play.
Yeah, man. Amazing play on his drop. Sometimes people, some of the D linemen, they think they're getting depth in their drop and width. But they're really not. They're probably about 5 yards. But he actually, got some depth in his drop, and it was perfect, man. So
you ever get jealous of his technique?
Nah, man, no jealousy.
Plus,
nah.
He hit him with the arm bar down the sideline.
His hips to get the pick.
Hey,
kept
man,
leverage.
That's beautiful, right?
Textbook,
there.
Textbook.
After that play, I said, bro, that's how you do it. That's how you get noticed, right there.
Did he ever practice with the DBs, or he just knew how to do it?
Nah, he just athlete. He's just an athlete, man.
Yeah, those are the guys that make in the NFL. Yeah. It's like, I just know how to do it. Yeah,
right?
I'm just good at it. What do you want?
Yeah.
Oh, man. It's really been a joy watching Louisville defense because you have dudes all over, obviously.
Yeah.
In terms of guys that you played against on offense, which is a lot of, again, NFL quality players, was there somebody you played against that you're going to see again on Sunday?
This week I've guarded my guy, AT. I know that a lot of scouts are on him heavy, and I know that we've seen each other for 3 years in college, and I know that I'm going to see him again in the NFL because I'm seeing him here today in the Shrine, and now I know I'm going to see him in the NFL. So it's a matchup that I love. Every time I go against him, me and him dap hands before, the snap takes in place because we know that it's going to be, us getting each other better, man. I love going against him for sure.
What does he do that makes it so difficult to guard him, whether it's a technique standpoint or just obviously, I mean, 6'3", he's gigantic, right?
Yeah.
What is something that challenges you that he brings to the table?
I say the way he runs his route, he has great route running. I say at the line or against press, he has the ability to make you miss a little bit, you know, with some head fakes, and he's pretty elusive for his size. I say downfield speed, he can break away from you. And, you know, he has a long catch radius, and, you know, he can make those contested catches, man. So, I pray for the best for him for sure.
Yeah. First big receiver I've ever heard say, I want to run like a small guy.
Yeah. I feel like at this point you got to, you know, we as the game goes on, you know, a lot of guys like my size, 5'9", 5'10", you know, and 5'9" guys, and sometimes 5'8", you know, are fast. You know, you gonna have to be able to run as fast as them.
It's funny because he said, "Oh, I'm a 6'4" guy that wants to play 5'11". You're, you know, a 5'10" guy that plays 6'3". So it kind of evens out a little bit.
Yeah.
Now, summer doldrums in camp. Like, I know that's when everybody's got to put on weight, and we're doing 2-a-days. They're forcing 5,000 calories a day on
you. Yeah, for sure.
So you got to maintain weight.
Yes, I do. That, absolutely.
What's your go-to meal to keep it up?
My go-to meal to keep it up, I probably have like some pasta, some Alfredo, because I can just meal prep it and, you know, keep it, and I can just grab it whenever I need to, getting everything I need, protein, carbs, vegetables, and so that's something that I'll just keep in the repertoire a little bit.
Now, in the NFL, would you rather, you know, play for the hometown team, or you kind of, you know, you want to go explore the world and go somewhere else?
Look, it can be from Washington, D.C. all the way to California. It doesn't matter to me, man. I just want a ball. I just want an opportunity to just, you know, showcase my elite talent that I feel like, you know, is God-given and I have. So it don't matter where I go, man. I just want to play ball.
Well, I think you're going to go pretty high, not just as evidence from this week, but from everything you did this season. You were a phenomenal player. All 32 teams want you, I can tell you that right now. So
appreciate that.
Really,
man.
Excited to see where you're going. Thanks,
yes,
for
sir.
Coming by, man.
Thank you.
Thanks for spending time with us.
Yes, sir.